Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Tempur-Pedic. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is Dirty Gossip time. What are we leading with today?
Real Housewives of New York City. Bethany Frankel is leaving. Are you kidding?
Yeah, she's leaving the upcoming 12th season. She's thanking her fans for standing by her through everything, and she's looking to explore the next chapter. Translation, they didn't give her enough money.
Well, I mean, she does have some deals coming up. She said that there's a deal in the works with MGM Television and Mark Burnett where she's going to develop unscripted projects.
Yeah, so she's just playing around, whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, and I mean, she didn't even tell the other ladies. They found out in the media that she was leaving the show. That's not cool.
Oh, she didn't call them and say, hey, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
They had to hear it through the media.
Ooh, yeah, not good.
That'll set off some chatter on the show, I'm sure.
So Miley Cyrus took to Twitter, and she went off on a rant about not cheating.
Yeah, she says she didn't cheat. She says, I can accept the life that I've chosen. What I cannot accept is being told I'm lying to cover up a crime that I haven't committed. So she said, no, I wasn't stepping off the reservation.
So people are dropping off their kids to college. You know, we see that everywhere.
Yep.
Dennis Quaid is actually taking advantage of the last week before his girlfriend goes back to college.
I love it. Is he helping her? Is he going to help her move in?
How pathetic is that? I'm sorry. Dennis Quaid is 65 years old. His girlfriend is 26. She's a grad student, so she's got to go back to college next week. So Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, well, they're officially married, but finally they keep canceling this. It looks like it's finally going to happen, their big wedding ceremony.
Yeah, their second nuptials on September 30th in South Carolina at Palmetto Bluff, which is a big tourist area down there. But yeah, they're ready to go. I guess it's going to be the fourth attempt, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's like a lot of attempts
to get this off the ground.
And finally, Taylor Swift, she performed on Good Morning America this morning. Her new album, Lover, is coming out tomorrow, and it's already pre-sold almost 1 million copies.
Well, the songs of it so far have been fantastic. So yep. Why wouldn't it sell? You know, she's amazing.
She is. And her video for Lover premieres tonight. And then she said she's going to be opening up the VMAs on Monday. And last night, I guess these people were camping out, you know, to get early into Central Park. And yeah, her father was out there giving out pizza to people.
You're kidding.
No, there's photos of him. It's so cute. I like that.
That's awesome.
And then she did say, I'm sure you've heard too, that she's going to re-record her first 5 albums.
Yeah, now who bought out her music?
Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun brought it out, so she doesn't have the rights to her music anymore. So she's just going to re-record it.
Yeah, she said that, I think something with her contract, November 2020, she says she's going to be able to do that. So we'll see next year.
Hey, good. That's a good way to get around that.
Yes, it is. And traffic, that's going to be coming up. We'll check in with Sharky in TIC.